The Midas of Roseburg Studio, KQEN weather forecast today. Cloudy conditions throughout the day, a high near 65 expected. Tonight, a chance of showers and 49 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny later in the day with a high near 70. And Friday, cloudy conditions with a high near 72. 58 degrees now. KQEN news time is 12:35.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon, and thanks for being here today. Douglas County Commissioner Tim Freeman joining us live from the Emergency Operations Center of the Douglas County Courthouse. Commissioner Freeman, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Well, here we go again to take a look at a lot of things that are happening. It's certainly a busy time for county government. And in fact, I was looking at a timeline earlier. It's hard to believe that the first COVID-19 case was announced near the end of February. A lot has happened in the last 7 weeks.
Certainly been an amazing learning experience and a lot of work. But I do believe here in Douglas County, the citizens of Douglas County are doing the right things, and all the different organizations that are helping with this response are certainly doing great work.
Well, talk about some of the current numbers and what those mean.
So we're getting ready to send out today's news information, but I'll tell you there's no new cases today, so we'll remain at 23 positive cases, and that means there's 743 negative test results, which is really a great number to look at. We still only had 5 hospitalizations, with only 2 of them currently in hospitals. And today we're announcing that there's 14 recovered. So for the first time since this started, we actually have more recovered COVID-positive people than that are currently active. So very good news there that people are getting better, they're recovering from this. And again, today we have 14 recovered.
Well, a lot of testing has been going on. You've got the drive-through testing clinics with the Douglas Public Health Network, in addition to what's being done elsewhere. Talk about more about those.
Yeah, so testing, from the very beginning has been a big topic, and working with the Douglas Public Health Network, the Board of Commissioners, myself, and the county here have recognized the importance of testing. So because of the great work the Douglas Public Health Network has done over the years, they were prepared to do drive-through testing because they had practiced it before with doing flu clinics. So they absolutely knew how to do that. They had trained to do it and were ready almost immediately to take on this testing through a drive-through type setting. So far, they've completed 11 drive-through tests in Roseburg and 3 in Reedsport, and they've tested 343 people through the drive-through tests. And now the result turnaround time is kind of where we hoped it to be at the beginning, between 2 and 4 days. So did really good initial. A lot of counties are relying on solely the healthcare community to do the organizations within the community, the hospitals and clinics to do testing. And here in Douglas County, those folks are certainly doing testing. So about half of the testing has been done through drive-through, and about half has been done by the medical organizations. A lot of counties weren't doing any on their own. They're letting just the medical organizations do it. You know, one of the things we thought initially, and we believe is really important, that through the drive-through testing, that the person that's getting tested doesn't have to pay. So I've been going over to Reedsport and helping with the check-ins and the clinics over there, the drive-through clinics. And just this last Saturday, we had a couple, husband and wife, that both were scheduled to get tested, and they were really nervous about the cost. They were worried about whether their insurance was going to pay for it. And you could tell that stress was at a point they weren't even going to go get tested because they were worried they might not have the money to pay for it. So it was great to be able to let them know that we, between Douglas Public Health Network and Douglas County, made the decision that we wouldn't be charging people for those tests. So when your doctor gives you an order to be tested and you go through one of our drive-through clinics, you won't receive a bill. That's being paid for. And we just thought that it was that important to make sure that testing got done. Somebody the other day said, well, that's free. And I'm like, no, it's not free. Just we're not requiring the people getting tested to pay for it. We are paying for it with taxpayer dollars to make sure that people get tested.
So as this goes on, other county operations continue in a bit of a different fashion. I'm sure you've got lots of people working from home and things like that. What is it like for the other areas in county government?
Yeah, so really towards the end of February, we started our human resource department and our county department had started working on ways the county could continue to do the really important functions that the county performs here for the citizens, but how much of that we could do from home or remotely in ways that we were going to be spread out from each other and maybe even have the building closed. And, of course, eventually we closed the building. And through that, most of the staff have continued to work. We've redeployed some staff that wasn't working to help the senior meals and other things like the drive-through clinics and stuff. But for the most part, our operations have continued. We have slowly brought those people back. So we're looking as early as next week. That'll be really up to the board chair and the whole board of commissioners. But I think that we'll be ready as early as next week to open the courthouse back up. We've put plexiglass barriers in those areas where our staff and the public might have to come into contact. And we've got masks and hand sanitizer and those other things that would be needed. We would schedule extra cleaning of our restroom facilities and wiping of all the facilities as people come in and out of the building. Only really half of the building has been closed. The Justice Building side has been open the entire time. So really that would be a little bit of change in operation, but I think it's an important change in operation. And again, it'll be a decision of the board chair with the other commissioners, but I believe that'll happen as early as next week.
Obviously, there's going to be a lot of things going forward that may stick around for a long time, whether it's the plexiglass, it's the sanitization and things like that, because you have so many folks that come into the courthouse normally. They come from all over the county, and it would obviously be incumbent to make sure and keep everybody safe there in spite of the need to interact.
Yeah, no, I think the recommendations that we started talking about as far back as the beginning of March about staying home when you're sick, don't go to work when you're sick, would continue to be in place. Don't come to the courthouse if you're sick. We'll continue to have places where people can call in to get work done, much like telehealth on the healthcare side. An awful lot of what we do here at the county, we can do over the phone, or electronically. So we are going to continue to have those protocols in place. We're going to ask people to be reasonable in the way they approach things. There was a time when our building was still open where we literally had a piece of paper to hand to folks if they came into a department and they had signs, they were coughing, sneezing, looked sick. We'd hand them this piece of paper and it basically said, please remove yourself from this office and call on this number and we'll help you over the phone. So we'll put those kind of protocols in place. Keeping our staff safe here and keeping the public safe have really been our priority this entire response.
Obviously, with the courthouse being a pretty good-sized building, with the staff being less than it was many years ago, are the regular work areas, are you able to already be set for the social distancing for regular workers, or are there places where adjustments have to be made to keep people a little more separate?
Well, I think certainly some of the offices will have to put signs on that says, only one person in this area at a time and folks can wait in the hallway. The building is not full. Like you say, there was once a time when the county had over 1,200 employees, not all here in the courthouse spread around the county, but certainly there's far less employees here at the county. We're just over 500 now. So we think we can manage that distance. And honestly, because of the time that's gone on, the public's used to doing it. Where they're going currently to other retail locations, you see X's and tape on the floor or, signs that tell you to stay back. So, and we'll also have homemade masks to hand out to people as they come into the courthouse. So they can be masked. Our staff will be masked. So there's precautions that we'll take. And we'll try it for a while. And much like all this we're dealing with, and every single day there's something new and some new recommendation. So we'll continue to follow best practices and but we do think it's important that the building be open and the public have access to their government.
as this goes on, you've got a long list of partners from the health community, people from a lot of different areas that have all been working together in different roles to be part of the response to COVID-19 in the county.
So that is really an amazing thing about these tragic events, whether it's the event that happened in UCC or last year during the storm, now the response to this pandemic, the people that come together to help. And it just reminds you what a great community we live in. And these partners are folks that work together sort of on a normal basis, but not nearly like they're doing now. So, you know, just the healthcare partners, of course, our Douglas Public Health Network, Aviva Health, Mercy, Lower Umpqua Hospital, where we've had lots of great interaction with the folks over in Reedsport. They're an important part of the county, and, you know, they need to be a part of this planning. Evergreen, Douglas Forest Protection Association, they came in early and, you know, helped us set up our structure of incident command. ADAPT has been a great partner in this. Umpqua Health, the CCO that is Umpqua Health, they are absolutely at the table helping us. Douglas County Search and Rescue, early on, they helped us with staffing our test clinics, our drive-through clinics. We've, you know, since moved to Public Works employees doing that, but those folks volunteered and come in and did that work. And, of course, American Red Cross and a whole host of others I'm going to forget. That's the challenge of making a list. You always forget. But I would like to add you, Kyle, to this. The radio has been a great partner in this, and you've had many of us that are responding to this on your radio show, helping us get out the most current and accurate information, and we certainly appreciate that.
And we're going to continue with that when we come back. Part two in a moment, the interview podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1247. Back in a minute on News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1249, News Radio 1240 KQEN. Lars Larson coming at 1. Later today, Mike Winter's Lawn and Garden Show, weekly visit with the Commissioner of Dirt. And on tomorrow's program, Dr. Timothy Powell, head of Evergreen Family Medical, sharing his perspective about elective surgeries in Oregon and other things related to the hospital and medical side of the COVID-19 situation. County Commissioner Tim Freeman with us from the Emergency Operations Center at the courthouse. Not only have you had and continue to have all these health organizations as partners, when you have situations like this, you've got different levels of government, the county, the state, the federal, whatever, cities, and oftentimes it's easy for folks to get a little turf conscious or things like that. How have those different levels of government been working together in this area in terms of helping out people in Douglas County?
Well, that's certainly been a little bit of a challenge. And I think, again, because it's something that is evolving quickly and changing quickly, I think everybody's trying to do the right thing. But I think Douglas County got out way ahead, and I think we have a lot of great stories to tell about that. The state's sort of coming alongside us and using some of the planning and things that we did early on for their response here at the at our county level. And then the federal government, I think, again, everybody's trying to do the right thing. But as an example, the CARES Act was passed. It was supposed to have funding for local government in it. But honestly, in Oregon, there's only three local governments. So two counties, Multnomah County and Washington County, and one city, Portland, that received direct funding from that. And so far, the rest of us haven't. So again, I think there is everybody's well-intended, but I think that remains to be a challenge, and we're continuing to try to be a good partner and work on that.
What about the communications process? You've got, of course, the folks working behind the scenes to let people know and get the word out to the media and others about what's going on.
Yeah, so Kyle, we have recognized from very early on this communication was going to be really important. And, you know, I've been here at the county a little over 5 years, and we have all kinds of amazing equipment and trained staff. And a couple things we don't have is, and I looked really hard for this, on staff, we don't have a fortune teller, and we know we're in our inventory do we have a crystal ball. So we're doing our very best to get the most current information. And to do that, we've put together what's called a Joint Information Center. And the organizations that help us with that are, of course, the Douglas County Public Information Officer, and the commissioners are part of that, the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, the Douglas Public Health Network, Aviva Health, Mercy, the U.S. Forest Service has their PIO involved in that, Lower Umpqua Hospital, and the local Public Safety Coordinating Council. That's the group of people that have come together to try to have a message and try to have us speak with one voice. One of the biggest challenges for the media, like yourself and others that are trying to report on this, is when they hear different messages at different times from different organizations. So that group of people get together and they do what's called a joint information center, and they make sure the information coming out that all those organizations agree is the most accurate and up-to-date for that day. But again, things are changing quickly, and that could be different tomorrow. So as of today, we've done 68 press releases and posted those on our flash alerts. We've done 68 press releases sent to our direct email list of community leaders, and 68 newsletters to our subscribers of almost 14,000 email addresses. Of course, we've done a ton of social media, including Dr. Dannenhofer's wonderful Facebook Live information sessions. He does a great job with that. We've done 21 of those Facebook Lives at this point. And if you start getting into our Facebook posts, between Douglas County has 31,000 reach, Douglas Public Health Network has 42,000. And we continue to try to make sure that all the information's been getting out, including with today. I had 21 down here, but with today's interview, 22 radio interviews related to the COVID-19. So we are doing our very best to try to get that information out. And again, our goal is to have one voice, be accurate, but be first and be correct. So we're trying to get that information out to the public as quick as possible and in the most accurate way.
Now, February 28th is where this all began, the first COVID-19 case announced in Oregon. Moving ahead quickly, only 12 days later, the governor ordered all schools to close and prohibited gatherings of 250 people or more. That got ramped down on March 16th, down to 25 or more, and went from there. We've gone that direction. When do we start going the other direction and slowly through the protocols the governor's put out, et cetera, to begin to reopen things both locally and regionally and ultimately with the state and beyond?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. So absolutely, this can't last forever. I think we need to be prudent about how we go about opening, but I think we also need to recognize what works here in Douglas County or Southern Oregon may be something different than in Portland or in bigger cities, certainly may be different than other places in the nation or the world. So the governor hosted a call for county commissioners this Monday. There was a bunch of us on the call. We had a chance to ask questions, and that certainly was the topic of discussion. One of the things we specifically asked, would she entertain the idea of a regional request from a group of counties with the idea of following the guidelines that she set out, but having us maybe go earlier than some of the other counties that have more cases and more challenges that they're facing? And she said, absolutely. So I know Commissioner Boyce sent a letter to, as the chair of Douglas County Board, he sent a letter to Josephine, Jackson, Coos, and Curry counties, asking them to join us, to join Douglas County, and asking the governor for us to start looking at being the first region of the state to start opening back up with the precautions that she has set forth in her document on how to open safely, and recognize that, you know, it could be that you open and it doesn't work. You know, you could have a jump in cases and have to ratchet things back. But we think it's time, you know, especially here in Douglas County, where we have more recovered from the virus that had it than we currently have active. So we think we're in a good place to do that. We think with the great work the Douglas Public Health Network has done with the tracing of the cases, we think with the hospital and the medical community having all their plans and people in place to take care of folks if they do get sick, we think we're ready to start trying to reopen things, and we think it's time to do it.
And any idea in terms of when the governor might make a decision on allowing that?
Well, I think the first thing we need to do is to make sure all five of those counties agree on what the letter says. So again, Commissioner Boyce has sent that letter out. I believe he's gotten some good feedback from the other counties. I know one of them, Jackson County, has their next meeting on Friday. It sounded like they were favorable. So I think as soon as we get those back, we send that to the governor. And I think then we can start having, you know, real clear discussion about timeline and, you know, how quickly that can happen and really what the, you know, what the triggers are for opening and also what the triggers are for possibly, you know, not being able to or having to back up a little bit. So we're going to work hard on that. I know we're getting to the end. I want to remind everybody, this is very stressful for a whole lot of people. Please take a minute to be kind to each other. Give people that are upset a little bit of grace. Right now, these are challenging times, and we here at the county recognize that and really are trying to do our very best.
All right, Douglas County Commissioner Tim Freeman, thanks for being on this afternoon. 1258 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team, News Radio 1240 KQEN.